after the departure of our beloved spiritual master, we came to offer our respects to you, as well as to hear your esteemed upadesh on certain matters, if you'd be kind enough.
Mentioning this ashram with an example, the Gurudev, Shishya is like a lotus, and the Gurudev, the water around, just in a pond or in a lake. In a lake, Gurudev's position is like water, and Krishna is like sun. As long as the lotus is floating on the water, sun will reach the lotus. But if water vanishes, that very sun will burn the lotus. You follow? This sort of example is given in the Shastra. I can't exactly remember the Sanskrit verse, but such example is there. The water around the lotus. Without water, the sun, Krishna, will burn. Without the help of Guru's disciple, is nowhere. And Das Goswami Prabhu, the Prayojan Acharya of the whole Gaudiya philosophy, the spiritual system, he has also remarked, Vagratundayati kundam dhindru ajugarayati. That's for the demise, departure of Guru, Rup Sanatan. The Govardhan Giri, which is the representation of Sri Krishna himself, seems to me just like a big pantheon, a jagat, is coming to devour me. And Vagratunda, Kunda, Radha Kunda, the holiest place of the divinity of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, like a tiger's mouth is coming to devour me for the separation of Gurudev. So much excitement that they are giving to me about this absence of my Gurudev, my dearest, and my highest guardian, spiritual guardian, who holds the most intense affection for me, to nurture me for spiritual purpose, he is not here. How can I tolerate? Everything is gone. All vanishes with his departure. Such sort of deep sense of separation will come. And where is Bhavananda? Is he here?
He couldn't come today.
He told here the other day in his lecture, union and separation is the highest realization. I was very happy to hear from his lips that union and separation, vipralambha, that is also the highest kind of attainment, vipralambha. Without vipralambha, nothing else can come to us. Krishna and the opposite thing, that is the antithesis, that will come as vipralambha, viraha, Krishna viraha, Krishna milan, Krishna viraha. And no reaction without milan, there cannot be any other reaction to that, without that separation, viraha, vipralambha. So vipralambha is this most spacious thing pertaining to Krishna consciousness. And we can have the grace of that plane, people forgetfulness. In forgetfulness also, if there is Krishna connection, then we are safe. We are safe. In the forgetfulness also, we shall have the Krishna consciousness in the background and nothing else. No Maya. The safest position, clearest position. So, and Vipralambha, in Vipralambha of Gurudev, in separation to Gurudev, if we can stand, then Vidyavatang Bhagavati Parikha, I have passed the highest state, test, examination. I have. In separation also I can retain the memory of Sri Gurudev, Sri Krishna.
When our Srila Prabhupada left, then he has given instruction that for initiating and for carrying on the Sampradaya, there would be 11. In the beginning he appointed 11 devotees, his disciples, to be initiating spiritual masters, or to accept disciples. And in the future that number would also be able to be increased. So we wanted to take your advice on some points as to various details of how these initiating spiritual masters should deal with certain questions. If we could ask a question to you then. He has given explicit desires, but he told us on other technical points and other matters of philosophy, if there was question we should approach you. He said that during his, when he was very ill, he had appointed 11 riktiks, and he said that after he disappears, that these riktiks would continue as initiating spiritual masters. And that they could be increased later. That would be decided by the GBC, or Governing Body Commission. The first question was, we wanted that some of the disciples had been initiated by Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, but this Harinam. So they'll be taking Diksha from one of his disciples. So they wanted, what is their relationship and in this type of situation with each of the spiritual masters? So those who are initiated by our Srila Prabhupada with Harinam, then when they approach one of these 11 and take second initiation, then they'd like to know what is the who is the guru.
Amongst these 11, a disciple, he may like one first or third or fourth or fifth. How to solve that? A person,
he can take who he likes. He may take whichever one he wants
according to his Shraddha.
His faith.
According to his Shraddha. A newcomer should be given some time, who will come to be initiated. He should be given some time for a fair period of time to hear from different persons. And then the Shraddha, the faith, will be considered to whom he will submit. Do you follow?
Yes. Yes.
After Sravan, then Varan. 5 stages there are. First to hear. First stage is to hear. And the second stage is to, that is Varan, to acceptance by the Guru and the Shishya. both the preceptor and the disciple. That is the second stage, second stage, bottom dasa. Then the sadhan dasa, the attempt for realization will begin. First stage to hear, open field, fair field to hear. And then the connection should come between a guru and a shishya, between preceptor and disciple, from both sides. That should be better. Sravan dasa, then varan dasa, then sadhan dasa, apam dasa, prapam dasa. Five stages in sadhan, in spiritual life.
At which stage does diksha come?
Prapam dasa, last. First sravan.
Hearing.
Sravan to hear, to listen to, and then varan. Both preceptor accepts the shishya.
This then, is Harinam stage.
Both Harinam. Harinam is the main thing, and the diksha only to help Harinam. It is mentioned in Jiva Goswami's writings that Harinam diksha is the main thing. And the Pancharatrik diksha, it is Bhagavati diksha. Harinam diksha means Bhagavati diksha. And the Pancharatri Dikha is mantram, and that only to help Harinam, that one can reach to the Siddhi of Harinam, this mantra will help. Mantra's jurisdiction up to salvation, liberation. And after liberation, Harinam country. Harinam circle, greater circle. And the Diksha is a smaller circle within the Harinam circle. Harinam is the richest to the lowest and the highest. And the diksha in the middle point, the mid-circle, that may help to Harinam. Muktakul Harinam, not mantra. Mananat muttayate iti mantra. This mental, which will relieve us from mental speculation, that is mantra. This manana dharma, that is the worldly mind should be, we should get relief from the worldly mindedness by mantra. But Harinam is a natural thing, it reaches to the lowest and it goes to the highest, Harinam.
So those who have received Harinam from Bhaktivedanta Swami, then they are his disciples.
They will take help. His disciple mainly, and they will take help from the Diksha Guru. Diksha Guru will help because they are in the sadhan on the way to the end. So they will take the help of this Mantra Guru. Nama Guru, Mantra Guru. Mantra, Nama Guru is Bhaktivedanta Swami, and when he will take mantra from any of his disciples, he will be his mantra guru.
So they'll offer respect to both. The disciple will offer respect to both.
Both
Nam guru and mantra guru.
Mantra guru. Then there is also sannyas guru. Sannyas guru is also in a stage. Sannyas or Babaji stage, that is also a guru. Guru when one in many forms. Shiksha Guru. Asanatta Mantra Guru and Shiksha
Guru.
Guru Bhagavatarthadam. Aryatatiki. Vandeham Sri Guru Siddhito Tamal Krishna was saying the other day. Vandeham Sri Guru Siddhito Pada Kamalam. Sri Guru Vaishnavanscha. Sri Guru Bahuvachan Purayak. Vaishnavangs. One and the same all.
What is the difference between Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru?
Diksha Guru. Shiksha Guru keo to jani Krishna ro sarup. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shikha Guru, both extension of Krishna. The Guru is Krishna. Ajarjang Mang Vijaniya. Your Krishna has come there to liberate me. In different appearance, representations. He is coming, Krishna coming, as oneness in variegated position.
So who is qualified to be a Shiksha Guru?
Who is?
Qualified to be a Shiksha Guru. Who is qualified? Shiksha Guru, how upajukta ke?
Whoever sincerely will help me to go towards Krishna is Shiksha Guru. Vaishnavas are Shiksha Guru. Vaishnavas Shiksha Guru. Who will come in my connection and will help me to go towards his Shiksha Guru. Bhatna Pradarshak, another is Bhatna Pradarshak Guru, Shikha Guru, Mantra Guru, Nama Guru, then Sannyasa Guru, maybe.
What is the relationship between a sannyasi and his sannyasa guru?
That is tatastha. That is whom I am much indebted for my spiritual progress, who will help me most in my spiritual progress, there we shall find the main guru. Otherwise, through whom the maximum grace will come to me to take me towards the supreme entity. He is the supreme guru.
What is their relationship of sannyasi and his sannyas guru?
Guru,
just like a Shiksha Guru.
First Guru, Bhattam Padrasa Guru is the first Guru.
Yes.
Who shows the way. He may live. Otherwise, the Mantra Guru, Nama Guru, if I am accepted by any Nama Guru, then as long as the Nama Guru is present, I am getting only one Guru. And after his departure, if Sannyasi Guru or Mantra Guru comes, then I shall offer all my regards to him, seeing the representative of the previous Guru. Do you follow?
Yes.
In the presence of
representative,
the...
Yes. Only Bhatta Padrasak may be present before the real Guru.
He may remain.
And other gurus cannot be present with the Diksha Guru, Nama Guru or Diksha Guru. That will be one and same.
Whoever the Nam Guru is, he should also consecutively become.
If Nam Guru is living, then he should be Mantra Guru, he should be Sannyasa Guru.
Everything.
Everything. And these Ritviks are but Bhatta Padarsak Guru. When he was living, he appointed so many Ritviks representatives. They are really, they are Bhatna Padarsak. Do you follow?
Yes. Bhartan Darshak.
Bhartan Padarsak.
Bhartan
Darshak. Way showing.
Way
showing, indicating the way to the Guru.
At which stage is the karma accepted by the Guru?
When the Guru first accepts the disciple, then he will take the charge.
Dikkha.
Bhagavati Dikkha is Nama Dikkha, Pancharatri Dikkha, Mantra Dikkha. At the time of Dikkha or initiation, the Guru accepts him as he is, accepts him the charge to wash away the sins by his instructions. Shanti Vasya Chindanti Manabhyasangam Uttivi.
Both the karma is accepted for both because he washes them clean at that time.
At which time?
Both initiations.
And the Guru, he also does the function by the help of his Guru. In this way the chain goes to Krishna. But Satupatra Bedhanai, the medium is so transparent, no time can be the Guru Parampara, it goes to Krishna. Yes. Hmm? So no time.
Opaque and transparent.
So the Guru should be transparent, who has wholly given himself to his own Guru, his Guru. The 100% servant of his Guru is Guru. This is the criteria. Who is wholly dedicated himself to Guru, he is Guru. Whatever comes to him, he already reaches this to Guru. This transparent medium.
And to whatever extent he is not surrendered, that much won't go forward. To whatever extent he is not surrendered, jatodor samarpan hoina, tatokhon ar jabe na.
Tatokhon khanikte opaque, khanikte transparent.
Partially
opaque and partially transparent. According to the transparency, the Guru should be recognized in tatastha vijar. Vijar ki tatastha ta ke ingriji ki hame. Tatastha, impartial judgment. At a relative and absolute. Two sorts of judgment. Absolute and relative.
Yes.
You see, just as in the worldly representation, my mother most affectionate to me, his mother is most affectionate to him. But when the comparison will be drawn between two mothers, who is more affectionate? That is another thing will come. Relative and absolute calculation. Absolute calculation will get the supermost hands.
So if
that is to be done amongst you. Both relative and absolute. Even a disciple, he may commit error. Disciple, when he is going to accept his guru, he may be erroneous. It is the duty of the other Vaishnavas to give him proper guidance. That should also come in the consideration of absolute realization. These intricate points which arise.
If the initiating guru, the Nam Guru, say he falls down, just as we hear Purimar different, say he falls down from the path by act of providence, then what should the disciple do?
He will take name again and. After he may wait for some time, because if he was sincere first, he was a sincere disciple to his guru first. Now, for some offences, he is neglected by his guru for some time, he may be here and there, astray, led astray. Then he may come again.
Guru
After that offence.
আমি বলছি গুরু যদি পতন
হয় বলছি সেটি আমি বলছি যে গুরুর যদি পতন হয় গুরু পবলিপ্ত কার্যাকার্য মজানত উৎপথ প্রতিপন্ন পরিত্যাগ বিধিয়তে মহাভারত ভীষ্ম সেই স্টেটমেন্ট দ্বাদশ মহাজন ওয়ান অফ দ্বাদশ মহাজন ইজ ভীষ্ম ভীষ্ম সেজ টু পরশুরাম He is Astra Guru. Astra Guru is also Veda Guru.
Yes.
Atharva Veda. He says, Guru of Pabaliptasya Kajya Kajya Madhya. Digga Swami Prabhu has taken this example. Guru-rat-pavarittasya kajya-kajya-majāmata-udhata-pratipannasya parityāgu-vijuyate. If he goes astray, then he should be left. But there may be such instances, for some time, by the inconceivable desire of Krishna, he may go astray and he may come back again. So disciple may wait for some time. And this is very unfortunate for this disciple when he gets such case. In Harinam Chintamani, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you will find this in elaborately dealt. Harinam Chintamani by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There we will find this Guru Tag chapter. How he has dealt it carefully. Harinam Chintamani.
So in ISKCON, there's many initiating gurus.
Just as you see, if a son disobeys his father, then his father may be indifferent to the son. And for some time he may perform a will, excluding him. But after some time he says that the son comes back and be obedient, then again he may correct his will.
Yes.
It may be like that. Abhijit Sujira Charu Bhajati Imam Anandibhaj Hadriva Samantabha Sammak Babasitu Isha. So, all the very abruptly we should not deal with such things of unfortunate incidents. Wait and see. Generally, in his own zone, he will perform diksha. Generally. But there should be special arrangements.
Aki mandire padjan achen.
Aki mandire.
Haan, aki mandire. Dharun Mayapur chayai. Agon padjan achen oderi gete. Shekhani kishrodi. Padjan vitti khat aki mandire achen.
Now our five disciples in one temple, each with a different guru of these 11.
Mane ke kaj medium e alekha puja korben to guru alekha.
The pictures on the altar, a different thing, how these would be managed, how they would...
Then the archak will perform the worship. He will worship the portrait of his own guru as guru and other gurus as Vaishnava. He will worship. You follow?
Yes. And those pictures we put on the far left
Vaishnava,
side.
Yes, they should be in a position that should be adjusted. They should be dealt as Vaishnava after Guru Puja.
After Guru Puja.
Guru Puja, ke? After his own Guru Puja, he will perform the Gaur Puja and others, and then Vaishnava Puja. The other gurus will come in the rank of Vaishnava Guru.
So everyone's picture could be there.
All six portraits should be there.
And he'll worship his own guru as guru.
One guru as guru.
Then
and the other guru Sikha Guru. Vaishnava Sikha Guru.
But explain, in one temple, in one of our mutts, the disciples may have many different gurus, just like there are 11 persons now. So say three of those 11 persons may be the gurus of the disciples in that mutt. Then how to know which picture to put on the...
So, to get out of these difficulties, the zonal preference should be maintained.
The zonal preference should be maintained to get out of this problem. Correct.
To get out all these difficulties as much as possible. But what I told, that may be applicable easily in the branch motors. But in the main mouth, like Mayapur, Vrindavan, well, all is interested keenly, the difficulty is there.
So there can be a group photo.
Group photo. Say it in
group photo.
That's
group photo.
Yeah.
But then also a difficulty will arise. His group photo. But everyone will like that his guru must be in the center. this difficulty may arise.
We can take 11 different group photos.
How to resolve?
Each man in the center.
But you may start. You may start with your Gurudev, the Swami Maharaj, in the center, and the others as Parshada. You may start in this way now. Then the time will help you gradually.
Yeah, thank you. Those mandirs with Srila Prabhupada are Bhaktivinoda
in the center, group photo.
Yeah.
You manage in this way. Prabhupada in the center, and all others, those that will initiate, as Parshada.
This is in the main branches or in the sub branches? This is in the main month or
this
everywhere?
This may be maintained everywhere.
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 The
synthesis will help you most.
Yes.
As much as you can synthesize, that will come to help you more.
The disciples of our Guru's picture shouldn't be on the Vyasa-san. It was suggested that if that Vyasa-san was kept for Prabhupada, a second Vyasa-san for other could be installed. This was one idea. We don't know what is the proper etiquette.
That asana should not be occupied by any of his disciples. Because the disciple who is initiating, the initiating disciple, the present guru, he will also regard his guru as superior to him.
Yes.
So he cannot occupy naturally that seat.
Even his picture?
You
so similarly, his picture should not occupy. Sutarang unar chabi sekane rakha uchit
nahi. Chabi sekane ta khali.
Now,
chabi kachi just next to that seat, and the present guru's seat should be placed.
Second seat
should be given to the initiating guru, present initiating.
So on the original Vyasasana, no picture.
The picture of Swami Maharaj's picture will be established there, and just little below, nearest seat will be for the present Acharya. The present disciple will say that he is giving honor to his own guru. That will rather impress the disciple that even the Siddha Guru, he is also giving respect to his own Guru. This way I must learn. The Guru should be always kept above.
But in those temples which are now newly established by zonal Guru, in that place, then this would not be required. Jai Nutun Mandir Stapit Habe, Jekene Swami Maharaj.
My opinion is even in new organization, also the same thing will go. Because whatever you are creating, that is with the impression, first impression with him, from him.
So that's a fact.
But that will all come within the same administration.
So when such disciple does guru puja at these asans, then he'll first do the puja to his guru
and then
to his guru.
then his guru, the Dijis, and afterwards all other gurus or Vaishnavas.
Vaishnavas are after the deities.
After the deities.
Which mantra, Daya?
It's like if Jaipataka gives one of his new men an initiation, yeah. How they... if Jaipataka Swami gives Dikka to somebody, how that Shisha will offer his pranam to Jaipataka? In what words? What mantra?
In ordinary mantra of Guru Puja, until and unless his disciples compile a mantra, special mantra for him, he is not go to arrange the mantra of pranam. But when his disciples will come and make a mantra for Guru Puja, they will do by that. Otherwise, in general mantra, Aggana Timidam Dharsya Gana Anjana Sadakaya Chakshukunmi Jana Tasmai Sri Guraveya Namaha. With this ordinary common mantra, it will be performed. But when his disciples will come to such a stage as to compose a special mantra for him with his special characteristic mentioned there, and then they will perform with that mantra.
To say Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, say mantra ki vyavahar kora jai na na.
Yes, that may be. Shishya will always say that, Vishnu Pad, the representative of Vishnu.
Okay. That's a general mantra.
He is in the holy feet of Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya, come on. And the other things where the Shishya will see in Guru, that should be mentioned. Special characteristics. That may be general. Then Vishnu Padayo, Krishna Prasthayo, and Bhutale, it is all common.
Then the new guru is
a common thing.
A second, or Nam
Vosidava. And then the hand then will come, and his special characteristics may be mentioned there.
Acha.
But that will be. That will come from the disciple.
Sanskrit
may be translated in Sanskrit.
Sanskrit
should be pure Sanskrit.
Yes.
Correct Sanskrit language.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Otherwise, you see one fine point.
Yes.
It arose in our position also. Our Gurudev, he dictated in English some instructions once, but little faulty from the standpoint of correct English. Then our professor, one professor Babu, he told the dictionary should be corrected. What Gurudev has said, it is all right. Follow. Grammar and dictionary should be corrected. But what Guru says, it is all right.
Yeah.
Then another little higher position disciple, he told that that is the lowest class disciple's statement. The higher class disciple will see that what Guru wants from him, what sort of service. Guru wants that correct English should go to establish his position to the public. So when it comes to the Shishya, it will dress. Suppose your Gurudev, when you are going to take his photo, he is ordinary dress, he comes to before the automaker. But Shishya will come, no, you stand in this posture, with this dress, you must take the photo. Do you follow?
Yes. Everyone
very clear.
So, in language also, Gurudev gives the main point, but the language is a little faulty to the public. The Shishu will come, no, this should be couched in a good language. That is not harmful. You find?
Yes.
Follow?
Yes.
So in Sanskrit, what your Guru Maharaj has told, that Sarasvatam, all these things, he said, I can't follow whether it is correct grammatically. But it will be your duty, according to my opinion, to couch it well with the language.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be the greater service, a higher quality, service of higher quality. And to say that dictionary should be corrected and the grammar should be corrected, what my guru has said, practically, that is the Kanishtha Adhikari service, the lower system, lower status system.
To call whole world
to spread his prestige and position. He will dress him in good dress.
Forgiving Banapras, is there any ceremony?
Yadi and Sannyasi.
Banapras to Jekyll Mite Pare.
By the simple desire of the Guru.
And the desire of Guru. No special ceremony.
His order.
And his order. And Shaktokono, should there be any strict, can there be any restriction on activities of the Guru?
Hmm? It's a very complicated. Because we are working with a government, we have GVC, the governing body, is a governing body of the whole society. So is it possible that even if some members of the governing body, they are not gurus, but can the governing body as a whole make a restriction on the activity of an individual guru?
Bangla bolbo.
Most difficult. The non-guru comes to regulate the gurus, is it not? Those that are not fit for guru, who are not considered to be fit a guru, he will come to guide the guru. So many gurus, is it? So it would be better that the governing, all the members of the governing body is guru. They are all acharyas. They shall have the assembly of acharyas. They will consult within each other and the acharya sabha, the assembly of the acharyas, they will do the function about all the spiritual matters. Acharya board. There should be an acharya board to guide the whole thing from behind.
Because
without non-acharya within the meeting. But then if anybody is considered to be the most expert for the management, he will work under the acharya board. But what he has said, you must carry out that at present. But I think gradually you will have to get new experience.
From practical experience.
Practical experience you will have to.
Time will guide us.
We are suffering a great deal from that. So non-acharya will come, the majority is becoming non-acharya.
Yes, the majority is
non-acharya. Non-acharya. But that will, according to my opinion, that will create a difficulty.